side of the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Rick Reno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
All right, we are back. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, Long Island's only automotive talk show. I have to remember this is
a reset. I like the way you played the counter there. That was really good. That was a really good little drum break you gave us there.
Little drumming to the one of my favorites. That's Bachman Turner Overdrive and
BTO.
And the song is And like them, Joe and I are. Good old BTO doing some four-wheel drive here on Motormouth Radio. We are back to do it again. And, Joe, we're going to provide some great programming. People can call us at
516-572-7440.
And since we're in our yearly fundraiser, you can also call us at 516-572-7438. And you can get in on this part of the show. You can actually be a benefactor. You can donate money to help us keep this thing alive. Keep us in a job, so to speak, because that's...
Let's face it. You know, this place doesn't run on strictly air, and it sure as hell doesn't go on our good looks, because that's why we're radio, guys.
You got that right.
So keep listening. Hopefully, you didn't just run away from the radio in the first hour.
And you should know that all your donations stay right here at WHPC. They don't go towards any other areas of the college, and they are tax deductible.
Yeah. Because, you know, anything less that you can give the tax man, the better.
Absolutely. So I'll get some of it back at least. I know I changed my deductions already on my for my W-2, so I'm playing both sides of that whole game. But
that's why I have an account, because I suck at math.
Well, me too, and that's who told me to do it. So I'm basically going to play with that. So yeah, you can now be a part of this. And one of the things we do is we stole Rob Leonard's idea from last year, and donations can be put towards an hour with the Motormouths. You can donate money to this station, and along with helping people communicate and help students get an edge, get a leg up on learning how to do college radio and maybe even professional radio afterwards, that money can go to that, but then you can win yourself a spot in the studio with us for an hour. We'll program it. It's not going to be like next week. I mean, it could be, but it doesn't have to be. No, it won't be next week because we won't be here next week.
That's right. They gave us the weekend off there, yeah.
We will we'll schedule that in. You come down to the station. We'll show you around. You get to see the pictures on the wall, and you can sit here. We'll dedicate the show to you and your car.
And you can make fun of us.
You can.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Why should they be different than anybody else, right?
Right, exactly. You know, I don't know about that. You know, that the thing that they were talking about with the piñata. I don't think that would be good. But you can still verbally abuse us. You know what I mean? We promise to take it easy on you, by all means.
Absolutely. We play nice with others.
Yes, and... you can see how a radio station works.
To some degree. So anyway, speaking about how radio stations work, we could talk about how shops work. We got a few more things to cover with our technological series.
Let's do the tech things.
I wanted to talk a little bit about aftermarket versus OEM, and we kind of teased this a while ago. I've always been a proponent when that topic would come up, I was the aftermarket guy, and I know for a long time you're the OEM guy because working at Chevy.
Yeah, that's where I... Well, I started off as an aftermarket guy. I started off as a county guy in a regular auto parts store / speed shop at one point. And, it all depends on the part.
Yeah.
And the manufacturer, the part itself, you know, what type of part it is, you know, the manufacturer of the part, you know, and also the availability. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with that. Making my family, my living comes from working, my main living comes from an aftermarket company that makes all kinds of stuff between engine management, you know, fuel injectors, ignition parts, whatever. And that same company also has a lot of temperature control stuff, cooling systems, AC stuff. I mean, you know, the aftermarket has definitely buttered my bread for like 20 years.
And I'll tell you the thing. I you know, with my own car, I'm a resto mod guy. I like to... My mantra is always this, Joe. You know, I have friends to this day who love the OEM model and say that's the way the General or Mother Mopar or Father Ford, whoever, that's the way they built it. That's the way it should be. And I get that. I do, and I, you know, I don't poo-poo on that, but I always thought, well, the aftermarket being...
Did you just say poo-poo?
I did, yeah, sorry.
With that accent, poo-poo?
I don't know how I said it.
What was that, Renault Putz?
Probably.
Okay.
I know from...
Couldn't let that pass.
Okay. From the... Yes, we do hold ourselves accountable here on this show.
Oh, yes.
From the dealings I've had in different companies, I've always been in engineering, the engineering side of companies, and in metallurgy and in R&D. And I saw that, you know, what a company could do, much like what happens in a global manufacturing market, is they can look at the big guy, what they did, and they can take that... Now, in our model, the big guy is the OEM.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take that idea and just expand upon it and make the product... Like the stuff the OEM couldn't do, like maybe deburr a part or polish it or whatever, because it wouldn't make sense for mass manufacturer.
Right.
The OEM could do that. Think about an Elbrock intake manifold.
Exactly. I mean, especially, you know, that type of manufacturer where you're talking high-performance parts,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they could do stuff that... Where the OE manufacturer is just like, will it last the length of the warranty?
Right.
You know what I mean? And after that, we really don't care what happens, you know,
yeah.
Which is kind of an oversimplification, but that's basically it. Or, you know what? They don't need that extra 15 horsepower. Yeah,
right.
We'll do just fine. You know, as a matter of fact, that extra 15 horsepower might just blow something out of the rear end of the tranny, so you ain't getting that. Meanwhile, if you know, you're making your own decisions with the aftermarket stuff.
Right.
You know, and there are situations where especially in the performance end of things,
mm-hmm.
they could devote a little bit extra attention to detail and care.
And
beef stuff up.
Even to that extent, like GM used Winter's manufacturing to cast their aluminum intakes
on a lot of their
high performance stuff. But look at a lot of cars and all makes and models of cars, and again we're talking the you know, the glory days, the muscle car era, where a lot of the high performance cars came with Holley carburetors on them.
Oh yeah.
Wow, you got a Corvette, it's got a Holley on it. That's not a GM part. You know what?
Yeah.
No, because they realized that was where to get that performance level.
Z28 Camaros, certain big block Chevelles, yeah.
Sure, and Fords and Chryslers, all of them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had a discussion last night about an old T-Bird that's at there, and one of the guys was saying how it had a Holley on it. And
yeah.
He's like, that can't be right. And I says, well, no, wait a second now. Ford and Holley have been drinking at the same bar for many, many years.
And
this particular car goes back to the 50s, so it is entirely possible.
Yeah. Well, the reason I brought this up is because the car I was working on at the shop, the possessed Camaro, as I now call it, has a small block Chevy in it that's warmed over, and it has some aftermarket drive system where it's got a billet bracket that mounts the alternator and the power steering. And it's not, and I had to remount the power steering pump yesterday and scratched my head because it's been 3 weeks since I took it off and said, how the hell does this thing go back on? You got to almost think like, and I said to myself, if this was a standard GM, if it was a Chevelle in the other bay, I'd know exactly how to put it on.
Yeah, and there'd be pictures in three different shop manuals and stuff like that.
But the picture in my head would be the one I could rely on because I've done it, you know,
right,
like
yeah.
all of us.
Well, let's face it. Yeah,
I'm not the anomaly here.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, and that's what happens too, you know, when you're dealing with a project like that, is that, you know, life gets in the way. You go do stuff, other stuff, and You know, well, you come back to it like three, what would you say, 3 weeks later?
I guess maybe 2 weeks. You know what it was? We had to send the pump out to be rebuilt. So now right. that car sat there dormant. That's where I worked on the electrical system, which we talked about on last week's show. And if you want to hear that, you can. We're broadcast. Our shows are actually on iHeartRadio. They're on Spreaker. You can also go to motormouthradio.com, and you can listen to past shows there, as well as following us on Twitter at motormouthradio. And then you can keep up with what we do, because we try to keep a little active during the week when we're not vegging out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we covered that last week, so I won't go into it again now. So that was a little side job. And now the pump came back in, so it was back to that. And I said, oh, damn, why didn't I take a couple of pictures of this? I should have, and I didn't. So it took me a few extra minutes to figure it out. I had to walk across the street to 7-Eleven and get a coffee and some right. sweet stuff to fuel me. And I got it back
Reload.
On.
Reload.
But then the problem was this system sits, I'll show you a picture, it sits real nice and tight in the engine, which doesn't give you a lot of adjustability like on a stock setup.
Right.
So again, what you get on one end, you lose on another.
Yeah, there's a lot of design considerations that go into a car that we don't even think of. And sometimes they actually think of the mechanics.
Well, you know, but sometimes I look at a lot of pictures of original cars, and, you know, I get a lot of books about this stuff. And you look at alternator and AC placement, you say, oh, my God, it looks like a wart on a log sitting there. It's like, why'd they stick it way out there? And it was, you know, for whatever reason, they had to fit a model line. They weren't designing for one specific car.
Right. Whereas cooling, there's all kinds of stuff that you don't know about.
Whereas the aftermarket can tailor it for one specific car, one specific application, and now, you know, pony up the bucks and you got the, you get the billet.
Exactly, yeah, because, the OE has to think of tens of thousands of cars.
Right.
You know, whereas the aftermarket, you know, they might be happy building like 2,000 of a certain setup. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Whereas, you know, the car manufacturer might have to go with like 20,000, 30,000, 50,000.
Yeah, or more. Yeah. Well, in any model run, sure.
Which is like how many times that light flash.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's count this light flash and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yo, what's up?
Yes.
Dartboard Doug here.
Dartboard,
what's up?
What's happening, Doug?
Hey, brother.
How are you? How's everything, man?
Very good, very good. Yeah, that's the first I heard that name today. That's a new one. And being a dart player, I said, oh, really?
Yeah, actually, your boy Balcom, who was just on, he's the one that made up the name. Young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's true.
How are you guys making out, all right?
Well, what's going on down at the UD? Of course, Doug, you are the king, as I call it, like King Rat. You're the kind of the king denizen of the UD. What's happening down there? What's going on these days?
This brake conversion on a 56 Ford sedan delivery.
Okay, yeah. we talked about that on the show, right?
As a matter of fact, we'll be talking about that in a little bit. Yeah, that's one thing. That's coming out okay with a few variations from what came out of the box, right?
Nice.
It wasn't actually just the bolt on here. You have to,
right?
You know, do a little tweaking, like you were saying before about the parts on the cars. You know,
the
aftermarket parts. So.
The thing that always impressed me, Doug, when I get down to the UD is that, and for people that don't know what that is, you can go to Motor Mouth Radio to the Motor Mouth Radio decoder and look for UD, and you'll find it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You find it for yourself.
Yeah, come visit the website. Yeah,
you guys take in a wide variety of different cars, all sorts of different stuff finds their way to you. How does that happen? Like, what's the selection process?
I mean, how do we get them? Or,
yeah, yeah.
Or what do we choose to work on? Well, which way are you looking
at? It's kind of one and the same, right? I mean, you know, you don't just take everybody who rumbles by the door.
Well, yeah, pretty much, you know, people you know or word of mouth. And unfortunately, sometimes they're all my cars. So
yeah, very good.
Well, that's true. That's kind of how it started, right? It was like the home for some of our wayward cars, you know.
Yeah, and any technical stuff, then we got to call Joe in.
Well, you know? Yeah, that's if it's got those funny connectors and makes beeps and scan stuff. You guys are pretty. You're very well solid on the old school stuff. We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good,
so we
good
try and keep,
hands.
You know, this stuff alive like everybody was talking about.
Right. Yeah.
The horsepower cars and they were saying earlier about the Chrysler, the only one holding the torch. But I got to agree with you with the Chevy and the Ford also.
Sure.
Yeah, they're all out there doing different things. I guess somebody bought a little bit more advertising than others that they people start to think that way, you know?
Yeah, well, Hellcat really does step to the – that muscles its way to the front of the pack pretty much.
It's got to be all about commercials.
Well, yeah, yeah. Go. But then again, the Z06, I mean, that's no slouch. Let's face it, they're all they're all hot. Hey, it's all stuff I'm not going to own. So what's the difference?
Yeah, let's face it.
You got that? My vote right there.
Yeah, you know, I drive the old stuff, and I tell you, I told some friends last week. I said, yeah, you get out in an old car, and I've said this 100 times. I'll say it 100 more. When I shift second gear on my car on Sunrise Highway, 30 years literally just flies off my shoulders. It flies off almost as long as my hair used to be.
I was going to say some of the hair goes too. I know with me that's what happens.
Right.
That's like I was telling Joe the other night about my 67 Chevelle. You know,
yeah.
On March 22nd, I'll own it for 45 years. You know,
okay,
on, yeah.
So you jump in there, and I'm 16 again. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that great?
You know, that's like me. I've owned my car since 1975, which is 40. How many years? 43. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 43 with your GTL. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that just means we're too stubborn to get rid of stuff.
Yeah. Let's face it, when you're in this hobby, when you're in the car thing, you know, you become a hoarder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff piled up behind my car. You know what I mean? We all have stuff, whether it's tools, whether it's parts. It's like, you know, I might need this clip again someday.
Right.
You know, but if it's a 58, yeah, we need it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you never know what you're going to come across. Yeah, you know?
That's like me moving the same stuff how many times from
yeah, that's
when
true.
I started in my mother's house. To one shop, to another shop, the next shop, and now the garage.
Yeah.
Am I ever going to use some of the stuff?
Oh, heck no.
No, I know. We all go through the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, we got to get you in here one day into the studio and sit with us and kind of do this face-to-face. I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, you got
to. Yeah, no, we wanted to come down, but you guys are off next week, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the following week, then we'll work something out. Johnny, I'll come down.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got to bring wrench.
Yeah.
You got to bring wrench.
Definitely.
Dartboard and wrench. That sounds like it's like a 1970s TV
hold
show.
On. I'll put the wrench on for a minute.
Sounds good.
Hold on. I know you guys got to run. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, guys. Good
talking. Take care.
Okay, Doug. All right.
Hello, Joe.
Johnny.
Hey, boy. What's happening?
Wait, how you doing, happening? Man?
Oh, good. Good. It's good to hear from you on the phone. So you're listening to the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm ready to come on.
All right, we'll get
if
you.
If I can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. No, you
and behave like a little boy.
Yeah, we just got a few short rules. You got to watch what you say and all of that stuff.
Yeah. No, let's face it. You know,
not a problem.
Let's
how's everything?
Good. So far, we're trying to be, you know, get some stuff out there. You know, we talked about some aftermarket stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about the disc brakes on the blue Ford there a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
What I mean, about stuff not fitting right, and you know, it's a good thing we have you around.
Well, you have to finesse it. You know, you got to look at it, put it together, take it apart a few times, then you put it back together, and there it is. There's the show. You know,
that's it.
Good term. I like the way you put that, Johnny, because that's what we all do. We all, like, I worked on a power steering pump yesterday on a Camaro, and I had it on and off 3 different times, and then I actually had a file fit. It had a stupid billet pulley on it that was in stock, and I'm out there with a rat tail file. I'm like, I'll make you fit. Don't worry. You're going to go on whether you want to or not.
Yeah, exactly.
We have vase to make you fit.
I've seen John do that any number of times.
If you got to bore it out, you got to bore it out. You know, you're not going to mess it up if you got the eye for that and how to do it and make it. Or, you know,
I even took a very small file and I actually worked in the keyway to kind of clearance that keyway a little bit.
Yeah.
So, right.
But
there you go.
Yeah, we make it fit. So yeah, listen, we're going to get you guys in. We'll have some fun in a couple
weeks.
Oh heck,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my father was a machinist, you know, so when I couldn't do it, just hand it to him and he'd go to work. Give me that stupid thing. You don't know what you're doing.
Best job I ever had.
Stuff in freezers. And you know, for heads and studs and shit like that, you know.
Yeah, the best job I ever had, and I say everybody should do it. All right, Johnny, we got to run. We got to take a break and do more fundraising.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks
for calling.
Great talking to you, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was the...
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Wrench.
The weekly report from the UD. So, like I said, Joe, we will... You can give us a call, 516-572-7440. Or the other number, Joe, which is...
516-572-7438. Come on, people, pony up.
And you can...
You're making us look bad.
Yep. Well, actually, we just got a donation. We got a donation on the website as we were speaking.
Yes,
we got one from a listener who's clocked in on a website, so we did get one as we were talking.
Yeah.
And you remember our mission. It's educational. We do provide professional broadcast training to qualified NCC students, and the hope is that if we raise enough money, they can give training to us.
Yes.
So that we can maybe become better broadcasters.
Sure. I want to know what all them slidey things do on the board there.
That's the transporter beam. That's all you got. When we push that, we leave.
Oh. Okay, good. I like that one.
Yeah, I know. So with that, we're going to take a break because I need to reset after that last call.
Oh, yes.
So let's do that. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio in a second. Keep it where you got it.
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Oceania, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-Fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Thanks for listening to 90.3 WHPC.
We value you as a listener, and we know you value us as a radio station that gives you music and programming you simply can't hear anywhere else.
Consider making a gift to support the non-profit, non-commercial, educational radio at the Voice of Nassau Community College.
Running a radio station can be expensive, and your one-time, tax-deductible donation will help our students learn the latest technology, which in turn allows them to have an edge over everyone else trying to get a job in the media industry.
Your favorite shows will be holding their once-a-year annual fundraising marathons this month.
Your gift, put together with those from your friends and neighbors, adds up to what we need to make WHPC a great radio station.
WHPC, helping people communicate.
More details at ncc.edu/WHPC.
All right, we don't have a cherry coupe in the studio, and we don't even have a cherry soda in the studio. And we do have the Beach Boys, not in mono, as Vince wanted to know. No, we're kicking it modern style in stereo. That's the way we like our Beach Boys. And I know Vince is a bit of a purist, but I don't have any Frank Zappa either, so we can't play that. On Motor Mouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive radio talk show, where we cover all the hard subjects. And the hard subject is, when will Joe come back? Is he stepped out? I don't know if he's in the transporter beam or if he went out to let Pirate Paul in, who's coming down to see us. I don't know. But here he is. He is back. The transporter beam did reactivate, and Joe is now.
I was just outside with the tambourine. Nobody gave it. You know, I got a couple of dead mice. You know,
take the white
like
robes
that
off, though. The Hare Krishna stuff doesn't really fit
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
It's cold out there. I'm coming back here. We'll just ask for money nice verbally, you know?
You know, I want to say something about that because this is our fundraising thing. We only do it once a year. And the thing that impresses me the most about something like this, Joe, you and I are self-taught. We have no formal training in this.
Right.
Our grandfather, Chris.
Hard Knocks University.
Yeah, the Swizz himself was a classically trained radio jock who kind of rubbed off on me. I tried to take the good stuff.
Right.
But the thing that gets me
then
is...
you had to take that to the dry cleaners.
I do. Well, it's every week. Like your son who came to the station, there's a bunch of younger people now who are doing shows mostly throughout the day on WHPC. They just went to a competition. There was a competition, and I'm trying to see what the name of it is here, and I don't happen to see it, but they won. The station took a bunch of trophies that are outside.
Yeah, they won an award. Yeah, I got that email. That's very pride-inducing there.
Eight awards. Best overall on-air schedule, best sports update, best training manual, which is pretty cool. And there were five others. Best community college radio station, best faculty advisor, best newscaster, which is Zach Turkel and John Gallo, best liner and sweeper, which wasn't us. It was, again, a couple students, Mindy Felvesen.
No, I used the mop.
Yeah, right.
They didn't have mop in there this time.
No.
Damn.
And the producer of that was Janelle Jourdain, which I've heard that. It's a great spot. And the best website for American Hit Radio,
no
kidding, which are community volunteers like us. That's Heidi and Tom Morales. So... again, if you want to force the stuff like that, that's our program director, station manager, who gets involved like that. He was the force behind that. We all owe Sean a big debt of gratitude because he brought his heart and soul here, and he definitely tries to get it down to the to the guys who are learning, which is absolutely excellent.
Yeah, he puts in a lot of effort with that. He really does.
And that's the thing. You know, it's a payback thing. We definitely have, when we have a guy like that who sits in the office, doesn't just push papers around, but he actually...
involved.
We'll get involved.
He's involved, yeah.
Tell you how else we get involved. I'm going to hand this to Joe, because it's our favorite topic, burgers. Joe, tell people what they get, the prizes they can get if they choose to
donate.
I'm
going to my pocket right now. If you make a $25 donation, we will thank you with a gift card valid for two burgers or sandwiches from Elevation Burger, located at 437 South Oyster Bay Road in the Woodbury Plaza in Plainview. All right? So
absolutely,
that means if you come up with $25, we'll come up with the burgers. All right? And you can find more information on this on the Elevation Burger website. Actually, I don't know, Facebook or Instagram.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, not even a website. You can just go good old Facebook, good old Instagram.
Instagram's like a menu on your phone.
Isn't it great?
For no matter what you're looking at. And I haven't really bought into Instagram myself yet, but I will be because on Motormouth Radio, we became Twitterphiles. You can get us at Motormouth Radio if you want to look on Twitter.
Right, yeah.
But Instagram,
some of
I think...
us are twittier than others.
Yeah. Instagram will be the next. And, of course, we are on the web, motormouthradio.com.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Your faccia brutta, if you want to go and check the Italian version that All right.
Yeah, let's face it. Facebook these days is more for us older folks.
That's what they say.
Instagram, Snapchat, and all that other stuff, which, I don't know. I can't even work half that stuff because I got fat fingers on my phone there.
I have pens that actually have rubber little things that are actually...
I got them for my scan tools,
those, yeah.
The only problem is that usually if I try to do that stuff while I'm walking...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I usually end up
putting my eye out. Exactly.
Exactly. So, they don't really like me having sharp objects, which is one reason why I went into the diagnostic end of things. I mean, it's just the wire probes and stuff, which you really can't do too much damage.
Speaking of diagnostics, to go back to some car stuff, I was talking with Mike yesterday about the Chevelle that he has that I'm putting back together for him. I'm doing my part of it. Other guys have done some other stuff. And the engine is going to be my thing to get it started. And what I did is took the VIX, our friend Joe, who we know through Vic, dropped me off an old HEI distributor.
Right.
And I took the cam gear off of it because you want that off. You just want to spin the oil pump.
Right.
And I took all the stuff off the top, and I welded a big 7/8-inch nut to the top of the distributor.
No joke.
So I could put a socket on it and spin this. And the question was, I told Mike that every engine I ever built and everything I ever read professed that you had to, to pack the oil pump with Vaseline.
Yeah.
So that it would suck oil right away and not have a cavitation or dry spot.
Right, you want to eliminate the air, yeah.
And
with some type of gelatinous substance over there.
And I always had great luck with that. Now, this car hasn't been packed. And now Mike told me every car he ever worked on where he put an oil pump in, he never did that. And the car always ran fine. So, again, we're at two schools of thoughts. And I said, okay, it's kind of funny because when you talk with other car guys, no one knows what everybody else knows, and that's why we hang out, because you know what I don't know, and you know, Dougie and Johnny,
they
certainly
learn from each other. Yeah,
yeah, they got stuff that we don't know, and maybe we teach them where to get a good burger or something like that.
Right. So right. Let's face it. When it comes to that, everybody, you know, there's so many aspects, there's so many angles to the car hobby, the car trade, that we've all seen something a little bit different. We have a lot of common ground, but then again, we all have slightly different ways of doing things based on the kind of cars, what your tool arsenal is like.
Right.
And
if you go to the Blue Bay Diner, you can get a really, really good burger.
Yeah, let's face it.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it with the engine drive.
No, you don't. Nope. So where I was going with this is, you know, you also respect each other. So where Mike respected my talk about, you know, packing the pump, and I could see by the look in his face, it was like, okay. But I respect him. Like, I know you did that and it worked, because I know plenty of guys in shops threw oil pumps in cars, never took them apart and packed them.
Right.
So I know that works. But the thing is, still, my training tells me,
oh, yeah. Well, you know
what? Am I dropping a pan?
You know what it is, too? When it comes to stuff like that, you got to respect the guy who's done things a certain way, which I'm not going to call it cutting a corner. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
But what happens is, this guy's got 10 cars that he's either fixed or he owns that are running, and he didn't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, so think of all the shops that put, you know, as a service, they, you know, as a car comes in,
they're doing it as a repair, yes.
I mean, you know, you take, like when I put the big block in my Monte Carlo, I took the engine out of Impala. I still have that engine under my bench. And what I did was, I said, you know what? It had like 80,000. It was an early 70s, 402, you know, 30 over 396. So what did I do? I put on the engine stand, dropped the oil pan, and found all of the timing gear nylon, of course, in the pan, and stuck to the pump screen, which is what I expected.
Exactly.
So pulled the front cover, took off the original gear, which was down to the aluminum, put in a Cloy's True Roller set.
Yep.
New oil pan gasket,
done.
Oh my goodness! A new oil pump, and there I was. So I did pack it with Vaseline, and we were just inundated and flatulated and combobulated with a guest in the studio to help us with our fundraising efforts. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Broke the ice.
Excellent.
Ah.
We've actually had a couple. We do have a
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, very good. Oh, very good. We got a donation over the air from Tom. Tom, you are definitely in the running for our
oh heck yeah.
Our three lug nuts, 72 Renault. Or yeah, there you go. There we go. Very nice. Very nice.
We talked about lug nuts a few weeks ago.
Oh yeah, we did talk about lug nuts. So we got a donation based on the Renault lug nuts. Speaking of lug nuts, we got King Lug in the studio.
Ah, you big lug.
Pirate Paul has come in to see us today.
Arr.
Did you come in by drone or was it by some other matter?
No, it was by four wheels.
Oh boy, okay. We played four wheel drive before.
It was by four wheels, yes.
Excellent.
But you know what? I'm gonna be a nice guy. I was just wondering how much it's gonna cost to sit with you guys.
How much you got? You got a hamburger in that pocket? What do you got there? I don't know.
Yeah, I heard the cherry soda. I was going to stop and get you some.
Oh.
But you didn't. But I'll say on the air, I'll pledge a donation.
Right. Oh, good. It's like the fraternity days. We got a pledge. All right, let's see.
All right.
You that's just paddle? That's how much.
Stop that, Ray.
Well, Paul, you know, that's we thank you very much for that. And you know more than anybody where college radio. In fact, there's a promo bit that we have. It was early on. Oh, how did it go? Because you were kind of deriding me for
what else is new?
For being on college radio. I forget what it was. We have an old promo bit.
I'm here.
But you know, because you've done this stuff yourself, and you've broadcast in many different ways. We're not going to get into specifics because we were sworn to secrecy about that.
Mm-hmm. I also know what it costs,
and you do know what it costs, equipment wise, and to, you know, we have to be FCC compliant and all of that cool stuff. So, well, thank you, Paul. That's great. You are a true supporter of the arts.
Yeah,
and for that,
yes, thank you very much.
You know, I'm just sorry that we don't do the sports show, because then we could say that Paul truly is an athletic supporter.
I was just going to do that. You beat me. I was like, I'm not donating to the sports.
Okay, flat forehead here.
I think when you're on this side of the board, you think a little bit faster.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I don't know either. You're right.
But some of us just don't let me know none of that stuff.
That's, yeah, yeah.
They They either keep the... I keep the mop for Ray, and Ray keeps the fire extinguisher for me.
Yeah, we try to keep it...
That's good. Well, that's great. The ice is really broken now.
You mentioned drone stuff.
I did.
Before I came here, I actually used it.
I bet you
for
did.
For something useful.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, my wife found a roof shingle on the ground.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, thank you. So she's like, a shingle came off our roof. And I'm like, nah, I don't think it's ours.
Really?
So this morning, took it up. Did a scan of the roof.
Right.
It was ours.
Oh, well.
It was in a spot that I would never have seen.
So right, yeah. Did you have to eat your hat this time? Because there's a running bet in your family.
Yes, there is. But no, I didn't eat anything because I didn't make a bet on it. I just said, no, there isn't.
Okay. Yeah, of course not. Right.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
And then the drone went and proved you wrong.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, it did.
That's
it did.
Okay. You know. Well, at least now you know where the shingle is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And, of course, it's in one of the hardest spots. It's right, like, smack in the middle. It was behind the roof vent.
So
I didn't see it. You know, the big round hat.
You know, I want to tell you something about the wind that we've had around here and what it can do. Like shingles. At the shop yesterday, I noticed we got cars double stacked. We have the Chevelle up on the lift and Mike Jr.'s GTO underneath it. And I wasn't there last week. The week before, I left the bumper for the Chevelle standing up against the big post for the lift, and I kind of canted it towards the lift so it would be safe. And I noticed yesterday it was on the ground. And I'm like, oh, my God, did this thing, like, did it crash into Mike's car? And I looked. I'm like, I didn't see anything on the car. I said, oh, thank God. I go, good. Well, then when Mike's showed up and Junior started berating his father about leaving his bumper where it could hit his car, I figured, oh, this will be fun. Yeah, let me see what happens. And then he said it did fall and hit his car. And I saw a scratch. So I had to intervene. I said, listen, hold on. First of all, whoa, stop. I said, your father didn't do that. I did. I left the bumper there. And what happened? And we saw just, you know, a bit of a scratch. And he says, and I said, how did that fall? I literally leaned it on an angle. And he said, well, not only that, but the wooden thing of, it's like a cubbyhole thing, moved off the wall. I said, something hit that wall. There was some kind of, and it's just, it's a wall, an outside wall.
Right.
And it's blocked.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But there's windows.
Yeah.
And I said, something shut. He goes, yeah, it was like someone ran into the wall from the outside, which they couldn't do because it's fenced in. And I said, oh, my God, that had to be wind.
Wind.
Yeah. I just like the fact that there were windows.
There are windows.
Windows.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely have to have. Yeah, let's face it.
I'm kind of keeping it real for you, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We took the shirt and ties off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else is keeping it real. We're going to go back to the phones, push the button, and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Yes, Cole, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Wrong number. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, wait a minute. Are you driving a car right now?
Yeah.
Then you qualify.
Okay.
You called Motor Mouth Radio, an automotive talk show. What's your name?
Talk about cars.
Okay. Actually, I've called you guys before. I accidentally dialed the number because I had it. My name is Chris. I'm a nurse in Suffolk County. I used to call you guys a lot when I was more in range.
Oh, we haven't heard from you in years. You dropped out of sight. Yeah, because we used to talk about your G meter in your. Was it a Nissan that you had, or was it, what the hell kind of car was it?
Yeah, you got a great memory. Yeah, that was a while ago. How are you doing?
Very good. Well, we're obviously still doing the show.
Yeah, they haven't kicked us out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Something automotive, I could tell you, I bought 2017 Nissan Maxima that I'm in love with. It's a great car.
Okay.
They are fun.
Nice.
Yeah, comfortable, fun to drive. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's cool. That's very good.
And luxurious.
And I guess no issues with it, so that's the boring side of car ownership. You don't want to have issues with the car you drive every day, so.
Yeah.
No, and the thing about it is, the six-cylinder that they put in the Maxima for years, it's so high output. It's almost like the old-school eight-cylinder.
What's like, a three-liter?
Yeah, I think they're up to 3.5 now, but yeah, it's that VQ35, I think they're up to, but yeah, that, what they could do these days with just even a normal, normally aspirated V6, I mean, rivals what you used to get in like a midline V8, like even like a
V6 Camaro's 300 horsepower.
Yeah, I know exactly.
My V8 Impala's 300 horsepower.
Yeah, I know. It's funny what they could do now. They can get much more efficiency out of it. So,
yeah, they really do. I think they get like 270 foot-pounds of torque out of it.
Okay.
It's nice. Incredible what they could do now. Ain't science wonderful?
Yeah. Well, Chris, listen, don't since you butt-dialed us, that means the number's still in your phone. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call one of these days, and we'll talk more about your car stuff.
Yeah, let us be strange.
Yeah, I definitely will do that. I'm in range usually on Sundays because I visit my parents, so I definitely will.
Excellent. Cool. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, good luck, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
So long.
Okay.
And if you're...
I love it when they wish us luck.
I know, because we could always use it. We could use some luck with the fundraising here, guys. We really need to...
yeah, we got to pick it up a bit there.
You crack open those wallets.
I just received an inquiry as to what the phone number was to donate.
Right.
That's, in case anybody missed it there, 516-572-7438.
Right. We got some...
Support the broadcasting program here and the radio station, and please don't make... Otherwise, we got to take out the garbage, and I actually have to mop up. So
we
really could use the help financially there, guys.
Right. You could be like Joe's son, as a student who came through here and did great news reporting and had a lot of fun and learned a little bit, you know, because it is listeners like you that help us do what we do. And without your help, we wouldn't be able to do it every single week. And this is only once a year that we do this. So
yeah, we only talk to you. We're not like some of those public television things that they do it like four times a year. We just do it once. So come on, pony up.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to we'll talk about love a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And then we'll come back with more Motor Mouths and more Motor Mouth Radio, where we'll hone in on Pirate Paul and his exploits. So keep it where you got it.
Arr, arr.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Hey, you in the car? Yeah, you. You're a fan of the music of Sly Stone. I know you are. No reason to hide it. You've probably been looking for a radio program that highlights his music. Well, then look no further. Let me introduce myself. I am DJ Solero. That's soul followed by air and an O. Solero. Well, never mind about that. Back to what we're both here to talk about. The Sly Stone Show features the music of Sly through the various artists who have covered and sampled his music, and I'll be playing some of the original music that helped impact a generation. Come on, I know you're looking for some feel-good music, so just keep your radio right here for the Sly Stone Show. And you might want to think about cleaning up your car before we start. This thing is nasty. Oh, back to what's important. It's the Sly Stone Show every Friday afternoon at 3 on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Thanks for listening to 90.3 WHPC.
We value you as a listener, and we know you value us as a radio station that gives you music and programming you simply can't hear anywhere else.
Consider making a gift to support the non-profit, non-commercial, educational radio at the voice of Nassau Community College.
Running a radio station can be expensive, and your one-time tax-deductible donation will help our students learn the latest technology, which in turn allows them to have an edge over everyone else trying to get a job in the media industry.
Your favorite shows will be holding their once-a-year annual fundraising marathons this month.
Your gift, put together with those from your friends and neighbors, adds up to what we need to make WHPC a great radio station.
WHPC, helping people communicate.
More details at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
And we are talking about fundraising. We're talking about marathons. We're talking about love. And Joe and Paul are talking about something else I wasn't privy to because I was busy doing...
cars.
Cars. Okay, good. That's a good thing to do when you're on Motor Mouth Radio. Because
car stuff.
When you're on a car talk show.
Not a bad idea.
We were talking about steering anomalies on Jeeps.
I was
wobble, and he's like, nope. Why don't you bring us up to speed there, Paul?
I was thinking about putting Paul in touch with our good friend Al, Jeep and Al in PA, in Jersey. I'm sorry, I always say PA. He's on the border. Because Jeep and Al's the guy's handle, so you know he's not dealing with, like,
he might know a little
escorts.
Bit about, yeah, might know a little bit about Jeeps, huh?
Yeah, he's...
And Al is a benefactor. He actually donated this on the website.
He checked in? Yeah,
so
okay,
we thank
cool.
Al very much for that, so... Yeah, so Paul, you were working on, that's the Jeep you bought for your son.
Yeah, 2000 Cherokee, that's the little one, the XJ.
Right.
Yeah. And
I love those.
Good, lay out the problem, because Al should be listening, and he can hear it, and he can always get back to us with the solution.
All right, well, you know, it has a little bit of wander in the front end, just a little bit. It feels like it doesn't have a caster.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I figured, okay, let me get it in the garage, jack it up, and I dropped the front axle, because I wanted to check all the bushings, did all that, plus address all the oil leaks that the 4-liter Jeep Cherokees get.
Right.
So I did, while I had it up, I dropped the pan, I did a rear main seal, did a front seal.
Right.
Did the oil filter adapter, those love to leak.
Yes.
The O-rings, so I did all that. Input shaft seal on the steering box was leaking pretty well.
Yeah, we had to talk about that a little bit.
Because all the diagrams I found didn't match my box.
Uh-huh.
So you know how steering boxes are. I don't want to stop pulling stuff and all of a sudden everything goes, boing.
That's right. And you got in touch with me. I got in touch with Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe sent me a diagram. I sent it to you. And we got more listener mail.
Oh,
thank you, Glenn.
Fresh off the presses.
Oh, we got more donations. Yes. Andy. Thank you, Andy, from Bayside.
Andy Goat.
Oh, Andy Goat.
Thank you, Andy. Hey. I appreciate that, man.
Very nice, Andy. That's nice of you.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Get involved. And as well as our good friend and Papa Cheech and man in charge, Bill. Malba Bill. We don't want to divulge too much information about Bill because we know he's got to keep the right profile. But thank you very much, Bill. We appreciate all you guys do to keep us on the air because...
yeah, in some other places they would call that enablers, but no. These are actually... we could call them benefactors.
Well, when your car guy buddies... Yeah. You know, like when I called Paul yesterday to tell him I got his lead wheel weights, and he vents to me about his issues.
Yes,
and I support him. It's kind of the same thing. We are car guy enablers, right?
We listen to each other. You know, we put our 2 cents in or 3 cents in.
When you hear things like, "No, you're not crazy. No, I'm with you on that." Yeah, you know that you're.
Yeah, well, that could go either one of two ways. It's not, no, you're not crazy. That's like, or it turns around and it's like, you moron. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and if you're actually talking to the right person, they actually take that as a both a compliment and as sage advice.
Exactly. You know, speaking of sage advice, I got to do another little promo here. You got to listen to Beyond the Game. This is a great show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and Fridays at 3 p.m. Jacob Volk. I know his dad. I was in the Kiwanis Club with Jacob's father.
Yeah, yeah.
Dominic Alberino. Alberino, right. Eric Fischetti. I hear him in the morning all the time. Well, they got a whole cast of characters here. Joe, they got Endor, Eleanor, Chompy, Break, down to the latest and greatest in sports. Also, keep an ear out for the exclusive interviews and listen to phone calls, because they do, these guys, it's the younger breed, you know, they're like the age of our kids, but they do know sports, and they know sports like we know cars, which is scary, because if you know kind of like what we know, that's scary.
On a sports level, yeah. That,
oh, my word.
Respect. Yeah. Definitely respect.
So, check them out.
Yeah, by all means.
So, Paul, what happened? You've done a whole plethora of stuff with that with the Jeep. Where are you?
Yes.
Where are you at with that with the box?
Now, well, the engine's back together, and I'm at the point now where I'm just doing the front end.
See, that's what I like about Paul. He was working on the steering box, but now the engine's back together. So,
yeah.
I think I might have missed a chapter. I don't know.
Multitasking.
Well, when I had the axle down, I was able to get the oil pan.
There you go.
Excellent. Let's see if we have an oil pan gasket manufacturer on the phone, and we'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Yes, caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
I hear crickets.
Yeah, I did too.
I think we scared them off.
One more time. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Are you there, caller? All right, we'll have to take that as a no.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? I guess we scared another one off. Hey, what the heck?
But anyway.
Yes, anywho.
I forgot how much fun it is to work on a 10-plus-year-old daily driver. Everything I've been working on was pretty much fresh builds or
restorations
and things. Oh, now I get underneath a dirty, filthy, rusty.
Yeah.
Know.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank goodness for torches and impact guns.
Oh, you got
you
that
know,
right.
And I got a tool. I actually
heavy duty like laundry detergent too.
I brought a tool down to the shop because it'll do me more good there than at home. Called the inductor, which is a there's a coil and you put it over anything rusty.
Inductor.
You can look up the Mighty Inductor online.
An inductive heating unit.
If you hold, that's how I got those rusty brake lines off the Ford van.
Right.
You hold a button. It needs like 3 seconds. You hold a little more. You'll see smoke coming up, and that thing will get hot. And it doesn't touch it, and it doesn't put it. So you can use it in your gas tank.
Yeah.
Because there's no
rocks.
Open flame.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So even Mike Jr. had used it a couple times. He says, "Hey, you know, this week I'm like, listen, I left it here. Use it. You know, it's you know, what's I use it off your stuff.
What's it powered by? It's plug-in?
12, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, 110.
House current.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's got to be if it's going to be something like that. I might want to borrow that.
Oh, it's a hell of a tool.
I got a couple of bolts, caster adjustment bolts.
Oh, yeah. You can nuke them things. Yeah, we had one at the shop in Bayside for a little bit while until somebody realized that it was not good to be used as a prying tool. That just because it heated things up, you couldn't do any other violence with it, too. So we cracked that thing.
Right.
And you know. And,
yeah.
But, no, the Ductor is great. I mean, because otherwise the torch comes out.
Right.
I mean, there are some people who just love their torches.
You know, I wanted
I love my torch.
Yeah.
It's gotten me out of a lot of
again,
things.
Again, I had to heat some stuff on that van, and I said, I know they got a big torch kit, but I said, I am by the fuel tank under here. And I guess, say I've gotten a little smarter with age. You know, you can say it. No one will believe it. But I didn't want to use the torch under the van. I just said, hey, you know what? Let's go for plan B.
Yeah, me. I'm not a torch guy. I mean, I just don't trust myself to drive one of those things. I don't do it enough. But you get the right guy working the controls on one of them, it's amazing what you could do.
Yeah. Well, I just use an acetylene. I mean, I'm not using an oxyacetylene torch. It's a simple one of the turbo torches.
Okay.
Right.
Plenty of heat. Yeah, much better than, back in the old days, breaking out the propane, going through two bottles of that, and still not breaking anything loose. And, working on these cars with rusty bolts.
Yeah, you got to have something,
Heat is great.
You got to cherry the thing up before anything moves.
You need some way to do it right. And actually, when I got down to the after I put the line on the brakes, I had to. That was a hard line that went across the rear end.
Right.
I wanted to bleed them, but of course the calipers were rusty and the bleeder screws were not moving. I put the inductor on that, gave me a little trouble. I actually took my hand impact driver with a 10-millimeter socket and whacked the bejesus out of it, inducted it, whacked it, and they did loosen up. And then, of course, you take them out and you say, how could you give me so much trouble? The threads always look nice. There's a little bit of rust. I'm like, yeah.
That's all it takes.
Oh, I tell you, working on cars and bikes and trucks, it is certainly a
heat and impact
class of its own.
Heat and impact, yes.
Heat and impact.
I got one of those battery powered impact guns for Christmas, my birthday. Oh, that's great.
I actually got a 3/8 and a half inch.
Yeah, I got
drive.
The half inch. I mean, it's got its limitations, but I mean, when you get under there and you just run out some bolts, when there's like an inch and a half of thread there, and it's either get the ratchet out, sit there for 10 minutes, or spin it out in 2 seconds.
We were having a discussion about that last thing about the different forms of impact guns. Whether it's the electrics versus the you're running the mill. Harbor Freight, Craftsman
and
type
Harbor
impacts.
Freight got some good reviews on this.
Some of the new
but
stuff.
But then, when you get to when you have to go to the big guns, you got to go to IR. You get Ingersoll Rands.
I'll tell you something, Mike at the shop.
Johnny Wrench and I went. We had that out, and we agree on it's definitely it's an Ingersoll Rand thing.
Yeah, I picked up one of those. I picked up at the one of English Town.
Coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Do you remember the date? We were talking about it yesterday. I don't remember. It's coming up in April.
April. I can't remember.
I usually
looked it up.
Yeah, I don't know when it is
but
either.
I picked up one of those, older Ingersoll Rand 3/4 inch impact guns.
Oh, jeez.
What a great. I needed it for a few times for things. And, laying on somebody's table all dirty, $20.
Cool.
For $20, you can't beat it.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've used that gun just to break some big stuff loose. I was working on the rear axle in this when I first got it, around the leaf spring, and there was some bolts that just did not want to come out. A little bit of heat, 3/4 inch gun.
Done.
Was no issue. What I did do was I picked myself up a nice half-inch air hose and a couple of high-volume couplers,
which made
all the difference in the world.
I will tell you, I went to these things. I'm using what's called a 3/8 full flow couplers on all my air tools.
The type T's or something call them.
I can show you my phone.
I picked probably the same ones I'm using.
Because I was looking at E-Town for them. I couldn't find them last time. But now I'm using a 60-gallon, what's my compressor? 8.5 horsepower dual stage. It's got some oomph. I've worked in shops that ran a whole shop with that damn thing. And when I took, my tools always had a bit of a zip to them. When I switched to those fittings, bang, it was like going from regular specials to magnum bullets. It was like, geez.
Yeah, I changed over all my couplings to the high flow couplings for all my standard tools. Yeah. Big difference.
Definitely the way to go.
By the way, I find out from my eye in the sky that April 13th to 15th is E-Town.
Oh, that's only good. That's
that ain't that far
about
off.
A month away. Yeah.
it might still be cold.
So it's E-Town. It'll probably rain.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm going to have to start begging my bosses now.
I'm just curious to see how it's going to be.
Well, you know, there's no racing that goes on during the swap meet, so that's not
Were you at the fall meet?
Was I? I think I was.
It was the worst ever seen.
Yeah, I think we did compare notes about that one, right?
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of empty spaces.
Yeah, well, every time there's been more and more empty spaces. Yeah,
spring was killer. Spring was really good.
Yeah, you know, spring, everybody's got spring fever and wants to get in and out.
But still, and the fall's always good. You know, people unloading their garages and the people who want to do their winter projects.
Yes, for sure.
Speaking about getting in and out, we're almost out of here. We got to give you one last chance. This isn't your last chance to donate to WHPC and the station.
This is going constantly, yeah.
You can go to the website and you can do it throughout the week. You can get in touch with us at motormouthradio.com. We'll make sure it goes to the right place. You can still call 572-7438 and do that, or you can call us at 572-7440 and talk for about 2 minutes. But remember, all the money that we do raise does stay here at the station, and you know, it does help. It's tax deductible, which is great, which is another good thing, and it does help. The students that come through here do learn radio. They not only just on air, they learn how to produce. There's a production studio. There's a couple production studios over there with state-of-the-art. I mean, I use Audacity, the free version. To do my stuff. You know, Kim and everybody else that works here, they use the real stuff.
The professionals.
Oh, yeah. It's quite... I've heard some of the promos. If you listen to the other shows, you hear what some of these people crank out. Like my own daughter, she uses a Mac Pro and she's putting movies together. I'm like, how the heck did you do that so fast? And she's doing music cuts and breaks. She's hitting timing posts. I'm like, geez. And I know she's got no real training doing that, but it's just like, oh no, Dad, I just sat and, you know, I'm like, wow, it's like we learned how to work on cars and stuff. That's what some of these kids have. I say kids because they're as old as our kids.
They're kids.
They are young adults. They are people.
Like young adults.
Yeah. In their own right.
Were we ever that young?
We were that young. We were. It was a long time ago.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, like my chiropractor says, he says, you know, in the football field of life, you have more yards behind you than you have in front of you. And I say, oh, my God.
thanks for the pleasant thought there.
The only good thing is he's a few years older than me. So I say, yeah, but you're going to reach the goal line before me. Well, maybe.
Step on him on the way over.
Exactly. Well, whatever. No, I need him to be fixing my back, so hopefully that it'll be the other way around.
Yeah, so. Let's face it. You got to have an alignment expert these days for your own chassis there, you know?
Absolutely, we do. So, that's the deal. What else is going on, Paul? Anything? I know we didn't get to talk about your drone.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's always interesting topicality.
The drone. It was just one of those impulse purchases, you know.
It's like us. We just drone on and on.
Yeah, drone on. It's pretty fun, though.
You did it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nasty habit, Joe. What can I say?
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
When it comes to droning, we're really good at it, right?
We are pretty good at it. That's right.
Yeah, I should have brought it with me.
That would have been
flown it in the parking lot.
Sure.
Yeah. We could fly it around
I thought of it when I was pulling in. I was like, I should have put it in the car.
A few years ago, we did a piece in Full Throttle magazine with the car club that I'm in, the Centurion Cruisers. And what they did is we lined up all the cars in the parking lot in a chevron shape. And someone knew a guy who came in with a bucket truck. And in the bucket truck, he took the picture from above.
Right.
Now,
you do a drone.
You could have done that with a drone.
Yeah,
right?
With the drone, yeah.
Welcome to the 21st century. All kinds of cool stuff happening. You know?
How easy is
Except
that?
I'd be afraid to fly it over like a car show. It'd be neat, take the pictures, but God forbid that thing
for like imminent failure, yeah.
They would hunt you down like a dog.
Yeah. You know, they do weigh a couple of pounds.
Drone insurance.
Yeah, they do have it.
Oh, yeah.
They do have it.
You know, I guess for the professionals, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're flying that stuff over, sensitive areas.
But that's like an RC club, and if you join this club, you automatically get like $250,000 of liability insurance.
Really?
Yeah, I happen to see it online.
I'm sure Jim knows about that, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jim is quite interested because Jim, turns out, is a drone guy, and he wants to know what kind of drone it is.
Oh, it's actually just one of the Chinese ones. It's it's made by a company called Biang Toys. It's the X-21. It's a dual GPS drone. I mean,
okay.
For $150, I mean, it's no DJI, mm-hmm. but for $150, I can put this thing up in the air, park it somewhere, and it'll stay there.
Nice.
You know, I can fly this thing around. I mean, it's not
just
real.
Don't forget it.
You know, it's not real fancy, but it's a low buck investment into the hobby just to play around.
Go in the house, eat dinner, you're in front of the TV, a couple hours later, like, oh, damn, I left a drone.
Remember, it used to be, honey, did you bring the dog in?
Yeah, now it's like, did you bring the drone in?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's no, like I say, my friend's got some higher end DJI drones, and, you know, they got so many more features and capabilities, but for me to play around, you know, I got enough hobbies, but this was just, you know, like I said, a little impulse buy.
You're just a renaissance man, let's face it. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, speaking of buy, we got to say buy. We are done. We've done our double
our
bit this week.
Yeah, we've done our penitentiary.
We did raise some money, and we walked in the door with money. We thank all of our benefactors and donors, as well as Pirate Paul, because that's what keeps us going, keeps us here, and we will see some new equipment, like this new board that doesn't have the big red dump button.
Yeah, we need to. We got to hook one of them things up.
So
definitely.
We'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll have more Motor Mouth Radio, so keep it where you got it.
I'm going to go look for a dump
right
now.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you later.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.